of pairs of tefillin nimtzu barosh haruge beiter. That's what they took off from the heads of the people that were killed in haruge beiter. All right, we'll stop here. Yehon daf nun ches. The Leskmar said that Leskmar was Amar Rabba Babachon Rabbi Yechanan that Aboyim saw Kitzutzei Tfilin Nimtzu Barashi Haruge Beiter. This city they killed out Haruge Beiter, they found there 40 saw of pairs of Tfilin. Rabbi Yaneb, Rabbi Yishmael Omar, Sholosh Kupais, there were three baskets like Kupais, Shel Aboyim saw. That each one of these kupis had 40 soft tefillin inside them. But Masnitsa Tana, the Brisa we learned, Aboyim kupis, no, there were 40 baskets, Shel Sholosh Sholosh Soim, that each basket had only 3 saws worth of it. The Mara says, really, B'lei Pligris no Machlekis, Hatay Yehoda Reish Yehoda Doro. One is going on a tefillin Shel Rosh, and one is going on a tefillin Shel Yad. Omer Abasi, Abo Kabin Moyach, Nimtzu Alevan Achas, that they found 40 carbon as a measurement of brains on one stone. Notice when they killed out Haruge Beitom, they crushed their brains there on one stone. They found 40 carbon, a very big measurement there. Ulo Amma Ula says Tisha carbon. Now there's 9 carbon worth. So what's 8, 9 quarts? Amarev Kano, Vitema Shila Barmori. Micro with the pasuk about this, such a punishment will happen. So the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Bas Bovel Hashduda, Ashrei Sheshalom Lecho." That the daughters of Bovel were ruined. Ashrei Sheyoyches Venipet Es Olalayech El Hasola. That the young ones were thrown against, crushed against the cell, against the stone. That's what happened. But then the pasuk in Eicha says, "Bnei Tzion Hayikorim." The children of Tzion are very dear. Hamasuloyim bapuz, that are like gold. Hamasuloyim are compared to gold. So Maris Kasha, my masuloyim bapuz. What does it mean that they were compared to gold? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Devi mechafe v'fizom, that used to adorn themselves with gold. They put gold, they covered themselves with gold. Ivar medivere Abshelah. Abshelah said, Tarte metakli astira pizo nochus bialma. Tarte metakli is a measurement, 2 like big pounds of pure gold came down to this world. Chad baroima, one went to Romans took, the chad bakulialma, one went to the rest of the world. But I call upon, like, it wasn't special that it went down to Bnei Yisrael. So you can't say that dafka Bnei Yisrael adoima to gold means they covered themselves up with gold. El, what means to say is like this. That means they used to compare them, their beauty was like gold. That's what the Jews were. Jews were very beautiful people that were compared to gold. What does that mean? That means Mikoro by the Romans at the beginning, Chashivu de Romoi, the Choshev people, the nobles of Romans, have a Nakte Beluyuna de Gushvanka, or Meshamshir or Sasayu. That before when they had tashmas, they used to live with their wives, they used to have something beautiful there to look at. So first Euclid used to look at a golden ornament. That's what they used to look at. So as it means, surois nois, shebechaismen, kreshetesabra kenegdan. They want to have children like that, so they look at beautiful gold coins to make them look nice. But mikan veil afterwards, maisi b'nei Yisrael, used to bring the Jewish children there. The Yatsri, the Kari, the Pariah, when they would tie him up to their beds, or Mishamsh, and they would have Tashmash with their wife. Like, look at the beautiful Jews, that's what they used to do. So that's this Pasuk of Bnei Tzion, Hayikorim HaMasaloyim Apoz. That these beautiful children of the Jewish children, they were compared to gold. They looked as beautiful as gold did. Omar Leil Chad Lechavris. There's two people talking, one said to his other, Ho Heichik Siva. This Inyan. Now, if I compare them to gold, like, where's the pasuk?
And I compare to pasuk.
So he says, "Ksiva pasuk is like this." No, this pasuk. That's the pasuk of Bnei Tzion. Some, how do you know the sinyan here that this would happen? So that they'll bring the Jewish children there. Oh, Malay, the pasuk says, Gam kol choli, v'chol maka shelakosa b'sefer Torah hazois, in a type of a sickness that was not written in the Sefer Torah. So that includes all these things. Is Omar, so he said, Kama machina meduchta plan. How far away am I from this? In other words, they were learning this time together, and he says he still didn't reach that pasuk. How far away is he? Omri said, Omalei ingid pusta upalga. In Rashi's mat, you're only a little bit away from that pasuk. Rashi's daf achatzi, a daf and half of where you are from that pasuk. Omalei, he said back to him, imaton legabe, if I would have reached this pasuk, lo yisrach l'cho, I wouldn't have needed you. Like I was almost up to it, I would have known it a pshat by myself. Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shimi Ben Gamliel, my disciple was a pasuk in Eicha say, Einai oilolo lenavshi, mikol benois iri. Like my eyes bother my soul from what happened to the daughters of the city. That means, Arbo meyois botik kinoisios hoya bekrach beter. In the city beter, before the Romans came and killed them out, there were 400 shuls there. Arbo meyois botik kinoisios. Of the chol akas viakas, every shul there, hoya bo arbo meyois melamde tinoikis. Had 400 melamde tinoikis, people that taught the rebellion. V'chol echad v'yechad hoylofon of arba meir tenaikas, and every rebbe there had 400 students, 400 tamidim. Was teaching 400 tamidim. Shabbos rabbi mamashin cheder 400 little bachrim. Ukeshoy oyev nichnas l'sham, and when the Romans came into the city, hayodaykrin oisem mechutrayim. First they stabbed them right away. Ukeshagov oyev. Then when they killed out everybody. V'lochdom, when they gathered them together, Karkum and Sephraim, they wrapped them around in their sefer, in the Sefer Torah, v'etisim v'eshim, they burnt it all in fire. That's what the Romans did. This is now part of the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'isab Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Sheholach Lekrach Godol Shabroimi. He once went in a big city in Rome. Omrullah, they told to him, Mishno, that Tina Gechud Yeshe Beis Asurim. There's one child that's in jail. Yofre Naim, it looks, he has beautiful eyes. V'toyb Royin, he looks very nice. V'kav Tzaysa Sudurus Loi, they told him. And his curls, he has curls on his head, on his hair. So Holach, so Yeshua ben Chananya went to Yomad HaPesach Beis Asurim. Mislami thought Mislami is a Jew, so he went to see this boy. Omri said to the Bacha, Minosan lemeshisa Yaakov Yisrael aboizazim. Like, who caused this that there should be, that the Goyim should capture us so much? So on the Tinnik answered back and said, V'yomar, haloi Hashem zu chatonoloi, that we did chatoim to Hashem. V'loi ova bedrochav, we did not want to go in the ways of Hashem. V'loi ova bedrochav holoch. V'loi shama b'tarosa, we didn't listen to Hashem, we didn't listen to His Torah. That's why we get these punishments back. That's what the Tinnik, the Yanuka, said back to Rabbi Yeshua. Almost Rabbi Yeshua said, Muftachani voy, I'm for sure about this kid, Shemayru HaRob Yisrael is neshtaygoz to be a big tamachochem. He'll be a Mayru HaRob in Yisrael. And Avoida, so he swore to himself now, Rabbi Yeshua, Bechanan Yisrael, Shenizoz Mikan Achevdenu, Bechol Momet Shepoyskim Olov. I'm not going to move from here until I go and free him. I pay the ransom, no matter how much they'll charge. So Amru was said, that's what happened, that Loizoz Mishom, he did not move from there, at Shepedeya B'mamet Harbein, until he paid the ransom, even though it was a lot of money. Lehoya Yom Motim wasn't a few days passed by, at Shehoira Rabbi Yisrael, at Takashtag Dais, it became a big Mayra Roh in Klal Yisrael. Omanu, who was this? This was Rabbi Yishmoel Ben Elisha. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Omer Rav, that Maisa bebenoi uvebitoi Shrevi Shmuel Shalisha, Ben Elisha. Once happened the story with his son and with his daughter of Elisha Yishmuel Ben Elisha, that Shenishbu Lishnei Adonim, that they were captured by two different Romans. Two different Romans captured each one of them. One captured the son, one captured the daughter. Liyomim, later on, Nizdavgu Shnei B'makam Echad, these two Romans met in one place. This one said, Yeshli Eved Shein Ki Yofia B'chol Olam. I have a slave now, that's the most beautiful boy there is in the world. The other one said, Yeshli Shivcha Ava Meid Shein b'chol olam kula kiyafyov. There's no girl that's as beautiful as she is. Is Omru, so the two Romans said one to another, Boyu neshiyam zelezeh, let's let them get married one to another, let's let them live together. V'nechlak v'vladais, and I'll have beautiful children, and we'll divide the children between us. So what they do, hechnisusam lecheder, they put the two of them together alone in the room. So ze yosha b'keren zovius v'ze, one of them, the boy, sat on one corner, v'zu yosha b'keren zovius ze, and the girl sat in the other corner. Zoima, this one said to himself, ani koyin ben kanim gedolim, I'm from the mishpacha of a kohanim. And I esa shivcha, should I get married to a shivcha? I'm not allowed to. It's also to get married to a shivcha. Any Jew can get married to a shivcha. For Allah has come upon me that I'm a kohen. V'zay Samaris, and she, the girl, said to herself, "Ani kahan is bas kahanim. I'm also a bas kohen." They were brothers and sisters. They didn't realize it though. Mashman, it was at night time. They couldn't recognize one another. So she said to herself, "Listen, I'm a kahanis, the daughter of a kohen, of kahanim gedolim." In Osel Yevich, I get married to an Evich. She thought he was an Evich Kanani. So I get married to him. So what they do, these two do, Ubochu Kolalaila, they cried the whole night. Kivon Sholom and Ashachar, when it came the morning, Hekiru Zeh, they were able to recognize one another, their two of their brother and sisters. Venoflu Zeh al Zeh, Vegol Bebechi. They fell one on top of another, and they started to cry more. Hashiyotsa Nishmasan. To Mamish, the neshama left her for such crying. Those they were mezgabe, they didn't do the chet. The alayim kenin yimyo, upon this maisi yimyo started to cry. Alayla ni bachia, eini eini yordamayim. Such a thing like this, that we deserve to cry, taka. Omru Vashloka said, maisa once happened, bi ishachas, one lady, vitsofnas bas peniel shmo. That was her name. Tsofnas, why was she called Tsofnas? She killed Seifim B'Yofia. Everybody used to look at her because she was so beautiful. Bas Peniel, that means Bitel Shekhen Godel. She was the daughter of a Kohen Godel. She Shimas Lefnayel Lefnim. That used to be Oivir Hashem, used to go into Kohen Shekhodashim. So what happened? She Nes'alu Bo Shaboy Kulalayla. The Romans of Stam captured her, and they lived with her the whole night. Lamacha, the next day, Helabisha Shiva Chalukim, the Roman, whoever caught her, wrapped her around with seven different clothings. Then he wanted to sell her, get money for her. So Boad the Mechad Shoyim Mechuya B'Yaiser, an ugly man came. Amalai said to him, Hereini Es Yofia, let me see how beautiful she is. Amalai, so his master said, Reka, you fool, empty head. If you want to take her, take her. And I'm telling you, there's nobody as beautiful as she is. Oh my Lord, still this person said, even so, still I want to see her first. So the master did, the master took off her, the six clothing that he put on her. The Shvi and the seventh one then, Karasa, she herself ripped off. V'nispal shobiyof, and she fell down and rolled in the dirt. Omra, she said like this, Lefonov, Ribonish Leilam, Im aleinu lechasato, chosas, if you don't have Rachmanas on us, on me like, Akudusha shimcha agibor, lom aletachas, why don't you have Rachmanas on your name? Like we're children, we're B'nai Yisrael, have Rachmanas on us. And on this maisa, v'yolea kren yimiyo, on this yimiyo also started to cry. Bas ami chog risok, the daughters of my nation, they're wrapped up in sacks. With falshi b'offer, and they roll in offer. Evil yochid oslecha. They make it like one person dies. Evil mispe tamrurim. You make like a tremendous hesped about that. Ki pisaim yovo yashodi oleinu. Because right away, suddenly, the enemy came to capture us. So olechol olechol le'nemadatnish. Olechol le'nemadatnish. Olecha le'nemar doesn't say upon us, el oleinu, olecha upon you, el oleinu upon us. Kivayochol alayv yolecha bo, shoydid. So if they saw that the enemy is coming upon us, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she was saying here like, Hashem has to like have a rachmonas on us, and if not that, not for us, at least for Hashem's name. Omer Rav Yud, Omer Rav. Ma'idusiv was the pasuk in Micha say the oshku gever ubeisai they ruled that they stole like a man of a person in his house The yish v'nachlosoi. A man with his nachla. What is it going on? Maisa b'yad emecha. What's the story with one man? Shenosan einav v'eishas rabbi. That he liked his master's wife. The one that was working liked his master's wife. V'shuya denag revei. He was a carpenter, the master. And he was his helper. He was the helper of the carpenter, liked his master's wife. His pamachas, once it happened, hutzrach lilvois. Hutzrach rabba lilvois. That the master, the carpenter, had to borrow some money. Omaloi, and he wanted to borrow money from his students, from the one that's working for him. So Omaloi, so the student said, Shogar ishtecho etzli. If you want money from me, you know what? Send your wife to me. V'yalvena, I'll lend her the money. So what happened was, shigar ishtecho etzloi. So the master sent his wife to the worker to collect the money. Shoima shloishayam. So the worker kept his wife for 3 days. Kod shoima shloishayam. So kodam ubo etzloi. So the master now came to complain to the worker, where's my wife? Omaloi, so the worker said, Omaloi, ishti, sheshagati lecho, hechini. So the master asked the worker, like, I sent you my wife 3 days ago, where is she? Omaloi, he said back to him, ani patrosa lialtu. I freed her right away, I gave her the money right away, and I freed her. Vishamati, but I heard over, shatinoikis nisalubo, like she was having znus with some boys. So he just told us to make up a fake story. So this is what the worker told the master. That some boys, when she was playing with some boys on the way. Oh my loy, so the master said, so my master, what should I do? What should I do about this? Oh my loy, so the worker said, if you listen to my advice, Girsha, go give her a get. So if he had kavod, he'll be able to marry you then. Oh my loy, but the master said, you should know, ksubasa maruba, that the ksuba is a very expensive ksuba, I can't pay the ksuba. Omaloi, so the master, the workman said, you should know, ani alvecha, I'll lend you the money to pay the ksuba. V'ten lo ksubos and go pay the ksuba. So Omar, that's what happened. Omar zeh, the master got up, v'girsha, and he gave his wife a get. And he gave her the ksuba also. V'olachu, and the worker went now, v'nosa, went to marry her. So Avad was there, and Avera was a rishis. So kivan chagia zmanoi, when it came the time that the master was supposed to pay back his worker, Flohoyla le parade didn't have money to pay back. Omaloi. So the worker told the master, boy, v'yasei me. Now you come and work for me. V'chavecha, to pay me back the money that you owe me. Flohoyuheim yoishvim v'yechlem v'shoisim. So now the worker with his new wife was sitting and eating. For who? And this poor master, hoyoime domashkaleim. He now had to serve them. So you can imagine how bad he felt. They found out the homaisa, his wife didn't do anything wrong. It was just an alila that this guy wanted his wife, and now he has to go serve them. His eyes were giving off tears. And his tears now fell into their cups. At this time, nechtam gzardin was a gzmar din that what the shvi'a churban abayis. This was what but the Noviyim were talking about the churban the base of Mikdash. Like 2 wicks in one air. In other words, the big rishis was being done here right now. That he took away his master's wife, and that's one rishis. And then he made the master work for him back again to see a terrible thing. So with such rishis, that was the gzar din that there should be a churban. Yeah. Right, so I'll go back to the Mishnah. Lokach min asagrikin. Again, the Mishnah said, Alocha, that if the Goyim come and take away, grab away a Jew's house, and then somebody wants to go and buy that house, so their special Alocha is how you have to buy the house. That most probably the Goy sells it cheaper. So Alocha is, when you buy the house, you have to pay one quarter of the money back to the original owner. Well, that was the end of the Mishnah. But the beginning of the Mishnah said like this, that if the Goy took away the house from the Jew, and now another Jew comes and buy it off the guy. So it depends. If you first went to the guy and buy it off him and he said, I'm selling it to you. And then you went to the original owner. And he also said, I'm selling it to you. Nothing doing. Because we say the original owner doesn't really want to sell it. He just wants to get it away from the guy. And eventually he'll take you to a din Torah. That's what the Mishnah said. Some around said like this. When does the Mishnah say that even though this new Jew now, after he buys it off the guy, he goes to the original owner and asks him, do you want to sell it to him? And he says yes. When do we say he doesn't really mean it? If this real owner just told him, Lech Chazeko Kini, you go and make a kinyan of my karka. But he didn't write up a shtar. Avo bishtar, but let's say the original owner now wrote this new Jew, the new owner, a shtar on the sada. Avo bishtar kana. And since he went out to write a shtar, now we say he really means to sell it, and the person not to keep the karka. This is what Rav said. Shmuel says no. Afilu bishtar naimele kana. The halacha of the Mishnah still applies, even though the original owner is writing a shtar. Still we say he doesn't really mean to sell it, he only just wants to get it away from the guy. Ad sheyichtav lo yachrayis. Until he writes a shtar and an achrayis, he also says, listen, I'm giving you a guarantee that if the kark is taken away from you, you can come back and get the money from me. So since he went so far to give a guarantee, then we say for sure it means to sell it. Tomorrow says, Tanya kavosi de Shmuel.